Hey there, this is the introduction overall to the Stanley Park field trip. The idea here is this is probably should be listened to before you take off. There are a couple of things, just some background information that I want you to be thinking about before you going on the trip. The purpose of this particular trip is to enable you to take some of the things that you've been reading about and learning about in the course and be able to apply them to a real situation. One of the major goals of this particular course is that you're able to apply the knowledge that you've learned to your own context. And in this case, the field trip, I think, is one of the best ways that we have of being able to do that. So, some of the things that you need to be thinking about prior to going out there is I want you to make sure that you've read the Geological Association of Canada field guide, the pages relevant to the Stanley Park. I would actually bring this particular handout with you. You can download it from the course and take this with you. Your text, Vancouver City on the Edge, pages 25 through 29, I'd review those. I'd also take a look at the learning module number 3 discussion slideshow, in particular slides 22 to 44. All of those are background to allow you to have a better or sort of reinforce the experience that you're going to have. When we start at Prospect Point, what we're doing is the reason we start there, well, actually, let me just give a broad overview of the trip itself, in that we start at Prospect Point, then we make our way down the hill, go underneath the Lionsgate Bridge, converge out onto the seawall, take a look at what's happening on the North Shore in front of us, in particular some of the docks and on the North Shore. Then we walk back underneath the Lionsgate Bridge, looking at the rocks on either side of us. So that means there are rocks that are in place in the hill. And there are rocks that you're seeing in the along the shore of the ocean and underneath the bridge. Then we walk around Prospect Point, we're heading west and then south along the seawall. And we'll be seeing sandstones, we'll be seeing volcanic rocks, we'll be seeing the glacial erratics that you're seeing in the water around you. We'll be thinking about processes, we'll be thinking about the rock cycle, we'll be thinking about how water flows, we'll be thinking about volcanics and the effect of a volcanic intrusion on other rocks. So there's a lot of things that we try and cover as we go through this trip. So it's a big broad picture overview of the field trip. I hope you enjoy it. One thing to remember as you walk along, I'd like you to bring your map with you. And as you stop and you take pictures and you do things like that and make notes, what you should be doing is marking on that map where you took the picture and the notes you're taking. That will help you later when you start to do your report. Anyway, I think that's it for the overview of the overview of the overviews. Just kidding. That's it for now. The next track will start as if you were standing on Prospect Point. Now remember, as I'm recording this, I'm actually in my house. So in the future, I'll try and make sure I can do this while I'm in Stanley Park. But, as we go along, my memory sometimes needs help too. So good luck. Hope you have fun on the field trip. Talk to you soon.